Hi, my name is Josh McCarthy, and I want to welcome you to another edition of our Ask the Experts weekend here on 104.5 WOKV. And this show is dedicated to you, the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to the most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of the world's most influential individuals. And this is all done with an honest and oh-so-entertaining filter that is unique to Pete, the job guy Langlois. Take it away, Pete. Do the hustle.
All you hard workers, well, guess what? You did it. You just made a great decision today, and that is listening to this show, Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. As you heard Josh say, as he does each and every week, this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. We give career advice and tips. We help you to find a job when you need a job, or we help prepare you for that next step in your career. We give advice, and guys, I am a career expert. I've been in staffing for over 20 years, and I've done it very successfully. And right here in Northeast Florida, I have literally placed thousands and thousands of people. I've also coached people through difficult times in their careers. I've been a chief operating officer of a $120 million company with 400 plus employees in 37 offices. And guys, when I tell you I have seen it all, I have seen it all. But I take that advice and I take all that I've learned, and I'm here to help you. I want to guide you. I want to do whatever I can to help you. And I tell you, there's no shortage of people today that want to give you advice. There's people laying out on the beach in a bikini and telling you how to live a Zen lifestyle. And you're thinking to yourself, how can this person, what qualifications does this person have that can help me? And I'm telling you, there's no shortage of people in the career advice space. There's coaches and career advocates and career this and that. Make sure, folks, you get your advice from an expert. Look at me, guys. Look at Pete the Job Guy Langlois. Go out on my LinkedIn profile and see my experience, and you will see that I am uniquely qualified to do what I do, and I'm here today for a reason. If you're new to this show, guys, I have two weekly contributors that are phenomenal. One is Eric Ross. Eric Ross has a segment of the show that's called Common Sense Ain't So Common. And what Eric does is tells us about a weird business scenario that actually happened. It's going to make you laugh. It'll leave you scratching your head saying, what? What are these people thinking? And then Eric gives a little bit of advice and tips that'll help you not to be that person that the story is about. He also does some weird workforce-related poetry, and he'll read some horrible workforce-related jokes. If you send them in, I'll give them to Eric, and he'll read them, and the ones that you guys have sent in are hilarious. If you have one, send it to me, Pete at PeteTheJobGuy.com. Our other weekly contributor is Boston Danny, and he's been with me and Josh since, doggone it, 4 years now. And Boston Danny tells us about the fair city of Boston. He knows every cobblestone on the road in Boston. He tells us a little bit about the history of Boston. He brags about his sports teams. And you're thinking to yourself, why is this guy on a career show in Jacksonville telling us about Boston? Well, that's where I'm kind of from, where I grew up. And he does it for my edification, folks, because it makes me laugh every week listening to him. But he does something for you, too. And he does shout-outs. So if you have a special someone with a birthday, an anniversary, or perhaps someone made your work day just a little bit brighter and you'd like to recognize them for that, you know what? Send me a note, Pete at PeteTheJobGuy.com. I'll take that note about your special someone. I'll give it to Boston Danny, and he will give you a wicked pissa shout out like only Boston Danny can. But guys, the best part of my show is I have some of Jacksonville's most influential people on my show each week. They tell us a little bit about their career journeys, the great organizations they represent. In some companies, they tell us about all their open jobs and what they're hiring for. They talk about workforce-related trends. And if it's a charity, they tell us about their charity. I really have some great folks on. And today, my guest is very special, and I'm pleased as punch to have Alexis Brown on the show today. Alexis is the managing director of the temporary staffing divisions of Ascendo Resources here in Jacksonville. And Alexis Brown, welcome to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Thank you, Pete. How's it going today?
Well, if you can't tell yet, I'm overly caffeinated like I am. I typically have enough energy for three people, but that extra caffeine has got me bouncing off the walls. But my energy's a little infectious, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I mean, I feel like I already drank a Diet Coke and I haven't even had one yet, so.
Well, Alexis, okay, so you're in the staffing and recruiting business. And, you know, I know you can't go to college and get a degree in staffing. How did you get started?
It's actually a funny story. I started out as an ice cream scooper, and I moved into doing sales at Michael Kors and ended up finding myself in sales and marketing. It eventually transitioned into doing recruiting for sales and marketing, corporate recruiting, and then somehow I wound up myself in your office to interview for staffing. So,
you know, our careers are always a journey. And we talk about that with a lot of the guests is, you know, I didn't start off being a professional recruiter. Doggone it, I made pizza at Papa Gino's. I had paper routes. I went door to door selling seeds. I joined the Navy. I was a jet engine mechanic. I laid brick pavers. So you were scooping ice cream. Then you got into some sales and you started recruiting for salespeople. And then I know you did that corporate recruiting job. Were you sitting next to other corporate recruiters when you were doing that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I actually started back at a logistics company in a huge office, probably 20, 25 people, which I guess really doesn't sound huge when I say it out loud, but sitting hand in hand with other corporate recruiters, constantly shadowing them and getting the idea on how it is and what exactly I should say to these people every single day. And it's really cool to see how that eventually transitioned into what I needed to move into staffing, because it's all pretty relatable, I guess, as far as recruiting goes.
Right, right. You're making a lot of phone calls, you're talking to a lot of people, you're qualifying and disqualifying candidates, and that experience that you brought to Ascendo directly translated and gave you a leg up. But how, if there's 25 recruiters in a room and you're one of them, were you like at the middle of the pack, you're just doing enough to get by, or were you a top producer, or where'd you fit in that mix?
I guess it depends on who you'd ask. No, I'm just kidding. I definitely think that I was at the top when it came to recruiting. I came in on my first day by myself on a weekend at that time, because I used to work weekends. And I actually exceeded the goal of the average recruiter who was fully trained on my first day. So as you can tell, when I came in, they were pretty much blown away. So it was nice to be appreciated for the amount of work I was doing, even though it was only, you know, my first day.
Well, how did you transition from corporate recruiter to Ascendo Resources, a full service staffing company? How did you do that?
I felt like I had hit my ceiling as far as corporate recruiting went, and I seized an opportunity to get into staffing. It was always that one thing that was behind the door that you thought, hey, I'll go for it, or hey, I won't. And I went for it, and I was given the opportunity to interview, for a staffing agency, Ascendo Resources. And I've just kind of taken off since there.
Right. You know, and I'm going to tell you something, okay? Since Angie and I opened Ascendo here in Jacksonville, you were one of our first people to join the team, and you came in like a ball of thunder. I mean, you were really, really successful. You know, I usually say, in staffing, you can have good days and bad days. I think every day you've had has been a great day. I mean, you're in your very first year, you won Rookie of the Year for the whole company. Not Jacksonville. For the whole company. What's your experience, Ben? Tell us a little bit about your personal experience at Ascendo Resources.
It has been absolutely amazing. I came in right when COVID hit. It was interesting to come in to a business where you have to hire people when hiring's at a freeze. So getting to come in, see how the business works and take off from there as far as recruiting goes and still succeed and be able to be the top of the entire company was just, I was dumbfounded. I couldn't imagine being able to be given that opportunity and then still exceed from there.
Yeah, and you did. You did. And not only that, Alexis, you were promoted to managing director, and now you're running a multi-million-dollar business. How does that feel?
It feels like thank you for not firing me. I am glad to be here.
Wait, that music right there, if you could just hang out for just a second, that tells us that we need to take a quick break and listen to this message from our show sponsor. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, Jacksonville, it's me, Angie Langlois, one of the managing partners here at Ascenda Resources in Jacksonville, Florida. Ascenda Resources is an award-winning, certified, minority-owned staffing firm that specializes in placing highly skilled professionals on a temporary, temp-to-perm, or direct hire basis. Call the true professionals at Ascenda today, because despite the current challenges, our talented recruiters can find exactly what you need. Call me, Angie Langlois, at 904-479-9610.
Welcome back, all you hard workers. Today, as you heard, my guest is Alexis Brown, Managing Director of the Temporary Staffing Groups at Ascenda Resources right here in Jacksonville. Alexis, now that you are a Managing Director, you've hired quite a bit of people, and we're expanding a lot as it is now. What traits, qualities in people do you look for, for a successful candidate, someone that's going to make it at Ascenda and in staffing in general?
I would say my top two skills or traits when it comes to hiring a candidate are going to be drive and competitiveness. If you're willing to come in and give your all every day, listen, if you fail, we're just going to laugh at you. We'll brush it off and then we'll do it again.
I love that. In some organizations, it's tough. Here, it's safe to fail, isn't it? At Ascenda, it's safe to fail. It's not
Absolutely.
Safe to not try. We say everybody tries. We work together. We're human. We make mistakes, but we're always moving forward. The positive energy that is in your office is just wonderful. And there's a saying about check your bags. Tell us a little bit about that.
Check your bags at the door. We understand we are all people. We all have our own life outside of work. But one big policy that we like to go by is, check your bags at the door. We understand we have issues, but as soon as you step in that door, we leave those issues outside and we continue to do the best job that we can every day.
Right. And that's wonderful. If you're carrying some baggage, right, everybody's got a lot on their plates, and COVID this and family that, there's a lot. And when you're at work, sometimes you're at your office more hours awake than you are at home awake, right? So you're at your office for 8 hours or so. You go home, you might only be awake for 4 or 5 hours, and then you're sleeping. So you spend more time awake at the office than you do at home. So we've got to have a positive environment and fun. And tell us a little bit about Word of the Day.
Well, I mean, that includes, like you said, positive energy. What I like about working at Ascenda is that because everybody checks their bags at the door, the office is so positive. No matter what, we keep it fun and we all make lots of money. One of my favorite things about working at Ascenda is that we have a word of the day. So I think it was my first week and Pete said, hey, the word of the day is Wolfman. And it was during COVID when nobody was shaving. And it was cracking me up because we had Tom Nolan working with us and he had this big beard. And on the calls, he's like, listen, me and Tom Nolan, who's looking like a Wolfman right now, have been recruiting like a wolf pack to find the candidate that you need for your client. And that was just, it's just fun every day.
That is kind of funny. All right. So we tell our clients and candidates, if you hear us throw a strange word in, like Wolfman, like, hey, yeah, I feel like a Wolfman today. But listen, let's get down to the skill set. We make each other laugh, right? And we make our clients and candidates laugh a little bit too. Did you just say Wolfman? We laugh and we said, yeah, it's kind of our word of the day. We got to squeeze it into every conversation. But if you can imagine a room of people making a lot of calls, talking to a lot of people, really, the more people we talk to, the more people we help, right? The more candidates that are looking for jobs or the more clients that are looking for people, the more we're talking, the more we're helping. So we want to have a lot of these conversations. And in order to kind of reduce the monotony that can happen, right? right? You're having similar conversations over and over. This word of the day kind of keeps us all laughing. Alexis, what are some of the things? I know you and your group and your team participate in some community events, like giving back to the community. It's important at Ascendo. What are some of the things that, you guys do?
Great question. So we participated in the JDRF gala, and we all dressed up and raised money for the type 2 diabetes.
Oh, type 1 diabetes.
Type 1 diabetes, my bad. And then we also volunteered for the hunger fight and prepped meals for all the people who didn't have, you know, food to eat, and it just feels really great giving back to the community.
Oh, it does. And, you know, I know Hunger Fight's coming up. Also, since you mentioned JDRF, you know, and I'm personally on the board of directors for the local chapter, and JDRF, you know, formerly known as Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, their mission is to find a cure for type 1 diabetes. And on November 4th, they're having a party with a purpose, and this is going to be on the back lawn of the TPC Sawgrass Clubhouse. And, you know, Pete the Job Guy is sponsoring the bar again this year. Not only do we participate in these events, like Alexis said, we pony up and make donations, and we're really happy to do that. And our company, Ascendo Resources, is also a gold sponsor for the event. So we're doing our part as corporate citizens, and I'm glad you brought that up, Alexis. And I'm pretty sure you just had Jen sign us up for the hunger fight where
yes,
we're making the food.
I'm super excited.
That is. What's next for Ascendo in Jacksonville? I understand there might be a move. What do you got?
Yes, we are moving into a much larger office. We're expanding, and it's just really cool to see the growth within the office.
Yeah, there's been a ton of growth, particularly in your divisions. You are a top producer, and you have other top producers working for you and alongside you, which is phenomenal. But, you know, we're going to have space for 40 recruiters that are dedicated to Jacksonville, to Northeast Florida. Alexis, if you could get in a time machine and meet younger Alexis and say, hey, younger Alexis, I want to give you this bit of advice, whether it's career related or otherwise. What advice would you give younger Alexis?
I would tell younger Alexis to just keep on keeping on. I think the way that I have gone about my current life choices has been pretty good. If there was one piece of advice, I would tell myself to not take any days off, because the harder I work, the more I see myself grow, and it's okay to just keep going for it.
Oh, come on. You got to take some time off. I know you just won Rookie of the Year. What does that mean? What you got a trip or something you're going on?
Yes. Okay, so I can't believe I won Rookie of the Year I didn't even spend a full year recruiting, and I was able to go to, they're actually going to pay for me to go to Mexico with a plus one. So that's super exciting.
Oh, that is outstanding. Outstanding. And you're placing a lot of temporary employees. What types of, what skill sets are you mainly placing?
We focus a lot on accounting and finance, information technology, customer service, and logistics. A lot on the temporary side, but even temp to perm.
Okay. All right. So now how does this work? Because a lot of people don't know. Are people actually looking for temporary work, or are they in between jobs, or do you take them off of one job to do another? How does that usually work?
I'd say it depends on the candidate. I think everybody's given the opportunity to come in either on a contract basis or direct hire, but it's just based on how great you are at your job or how hard you work every day. Most of the people that we place on a contract, I look at a contract position as an audition. Mm. If you come in the door and you knock the socks off everybody and you're on a contract, they're not going to lose somebody who's indispensable. But if you come in the door and you are not doing it super well, I guess, you know, that's where it would remain a contract.
Right. And I think the contract to hire or temp to perm, it's like a try before you buy on both sides. The client is assessing you, like you said. It's like an audition. Are you a star? And if you make yourself indispensable, your words, you know, the client's going to bring you on board if they can. At the same time, you get to say as a temp, is this really where I want to hang my hat? You get to evaluate the corporate culture. Is there a career track beyond the job I'm at? All these different things help you to make an informed decision. So that's pretty good. Now, you mentioned accounting. What types of roles within accounting are you mainly filling right now?
You know, AP, AR, accounts payable, accounts receivable, accountants, whether that be corporate or senior accountants, and then even high-level interim accounting positions like a CFO or a controller, assistant controller.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of that right now. Like, if there's a vacant controller seat, right? That's such an important role within an organization that it can't sit vacant for too long. But if you want to make that permanent search, you know, the person you're going to hire, you do not want to rush that. So you put an interim. A lot of companies are electing to bring somebody in that's qualified or overqualified to come in and make sure that when, you know, you do find that perfect person, it might take you 3, 4, 5 weeks to find that person, and they might have to give a 30-day notice, you know, for that 2-month lag time or a little longer, that, you know, work's still getting done. And you're not, you know, when the controller that you pick comes in a few months down the road, they're not inheriting pushing a snowball uphill. You know, work was getting done and deadlines were being met, and that's good.
Exactly, like protecting the body of knowledge or stopping the current bleeding. You know, we know that there is a need that needs to be filled. If you have somebody there that's about to leave and you need to make sure you keep that knowledge before they go, they know where everything is, where the bodies are buried, you know, they take that knowledge and they can train that permanent fill. Or, like you said, stop more, you know, like you've mentioned to me in the past before, stop the bleeding.
Right. When you determine, like, why is the position open? If someone left or was fired and they left abruptly, work was getting done and then it's not getting done. So sometimes they need somebody right away. Maybe if someone says, hey, I'm giving you notice, I'm leaving in 3 weeks, I'm moving to Montana. You don't have 3 weeks to begin a search. You have to bring somebody in now. If somebody's worked there 8 years, you don't want what they've learned over the course of the 8 years to walk out the door with them in 3 weeks. You bring in somebody else to sit desk side with them and learn everything so that they could teach the incoming person. It's protecting that body of knowledge. So well said. A lot of different ways you can help. Alexis, what's your website and how can people get a hold of you if they need to talk to you or they want to learn more information or maybe they need 50 temps to help them through peak season? You know, open enrollment's coming up, you know. So how do they reach Ascendo Resources and what's your phone number? How can they reach you?
You can definitely reach me at 904-862-2515. I'm Alexis Brown, the managing director, but you can also reach me via email at abrown@ascendo.com or apply directly at our website, www.ascendo.com.
All right. Outstanding. Alexis Brown, Managing Director of Ascendo Resources in Jacksonville, all the temporary staffing divisions. Thank you for being on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy today.
Thank you, Pete.
All right. Guys, that music is telling us we're coming to the bottom of the hour break. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.
You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. And 1.5
WKV. Oh, guys, welcome back. Oh, don't you love that little voice that says, we are listening to I Work with Pete? I love that every week. That is Josh McCarthy's daughter. Josh is our producer, and Adeline welcomes us back from the bottom of the hour break every week. And it's funny because she starts off like a ball of thunder and then kind of tapers off at the end. But that is so cute. Guys, if you missed the first half of the show, shame on you. Set your alarms, get up early, or do whatever you have to do because it's that important. It's good information. And my guest today was Alexis Brown, Managing Director of Ascendo Resources, all their temporary staffing divisions. I highly recommend you reach out to Alexis Brown, abrown@ascendo.com. And Ascendo is A-S-C-E-N-D-O. A Brown, Alexis Brown. at Ascendo.com. If you have any staffing needs, or perhaps you might be looking for a job, reach out to Alexis and you'll be glad you did. She'll take good care of you. Guys, as you know, my name is Pete the Job Guy, and many moons ago, somebody very famous in radio had me on his show, and all he wanted to do, he reached out to all his listeners, and that guy is Mark Kay. And Mark Kay somehow got a hold of me, and he said, Pete, I understand you're in staffing and recruiting, and maybe you could help me. I said, really, Mark, what are you looking to do? Maybe I can. And he said, Pete, I reached out to my listeners, and I asked them, what do you guys want for Christmas? And this was back in 2008 and 2009, maybe. But, you know, as you know, it was the worst recession ever. It was terrible. And, you know, and a lot of people told Mark, and they wrote into him, or they called in and said, Mark, if I could have anything for Christmas, I just want a job. I just need a job. I need help. So Mark said, could you come in and maybe I could ask you a few questions that would help the listeners? Because that's the type of guy Mark is. He wants to help people, and he's phenomenal. So I came on the show, and I answered a few questions, and Mark was wrestling with my last name. He said, Pete, say your last name again. I said, it's Pete Langlois. And he says, okay, Pete Langlois. And he said, okay, got it, Pete Langlois. And then he says, say it one more time. He goes, listen, you find people jobs, I'm just going to call you Pete the Job Guy, okay? And I said, all right. So that's how I got my moniker or my name, Pete the Job Guy. I got it from Mark some 10, 11 years ago, maybe more than that even. And it really stuck. Mark had me, he asked if I could take some live calls. And then he had me on the show on Thursday mornings, probably 3 or 4 different times. And we actually found jobs for listeners on the air. It was amazing to call somebody up and say, hey, you know, they send in a resume to Mark. Mark gives me the resume. I made a few phone calls to people, and then we'd call them on the air and say, hey, guess what? I know you applied for that job at ABC Company. I got somebody on the phone, and then would call up the business executive that made the job offer live on the air. It was phenomenal. It was exciting. I was glad to be a part of it. But ever since then, I took that fun time and fun experience, and now I've been on the radio now for going on 4 years, giving career advice and tips and doing my best to help people. And this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. You hear the wonderful information my guests share each and every week. You know, and I also encourage you, if you're dealing with a workforce situation or you need any type of advice, send me an email, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. Pretty simple, nothing creative about my email, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. Tell me about what you're dealing with, and I'll do my very best to help you. I might even call you live on the air one time, but I'll make sure I get your permission before I do that. Or Josh goes through the mailbag at least once a month, and he'll look and say, oh, Pete, we got 5 emails, and we read them. If you give me permission to read it live on the air, if you want to remain anonymous, just a lot of people say just leave it anonymous, which is fine. And we read through your scenario, and we answer it, and we make sure we give you expert advice that will help you. Guys, this next part of the show is one of my favorite. This is where we have weekly contributor Eric Ross do his segment called Common Sense Ain't So Common. And again, what he tells us is a real-life, work-related scenario that happened or is probably still happening. That's crazy. That'll leave you scratching your head saying, who is that nuts that would do that? But it happens. Eric also gives you advice to make sure you're not the person in the story. With no further ado, let's get this week's Common Sense Ain't So Common with Eric Ross.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, employees, bosses, leaders, and all you members of the hardworking tribe. Eric Ross here with 212 Benefits, bringing you this week's segment of Common Sense Ain't So Common. But first, a shout out to all the moms and dads out there. If you're still blessed to be able to call them and tell them you love them, pick up the phone and give them a shout. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Quick reminder for all you hard workers. If you fall in the boss category, the employee category, or just a good old-fashioned human being category, if you have any questions about your employee benefits, myself and all of us here at 212 Benefits are only a phone call, text, or email away. Last week on Common Sense Ain't So Common, we discussed False Hope Frank, whose unrealistic optimism and false hope often created issues with his employees and coworkers. On today's segment, we're going to hit the opposite end of the spectrum, Debbie and Dan the Downers. Let's all cross your fingers. You've had limited access to Debbie and Dan the Downers, but chances are you've ran into them in a current or previous position. I refer to these individuals as the yeah buts, or the that's great, but let me be more specific. You just made a new hire you're excited for. They'll likely be quick to say, yeah, but, or you just made a new sale. A common response from them is, that's great, but, or even, congratulations, your business had its best quarter in 18 months. Wah, wah. Today's story was shared by a C-level executive we're going to call Sarah, who happens to share the boardroom with a Debbie and Dan the Downer for a local company. Have the last 18 months been difficult on a lot of businesses? Absolutely. But Chief Business Development Officer Sarah has weathered the storm and continued to grow the organization and led by example with her attitude and efforts. Yet somehow, even after continuing to grow the organization in a business sector that has been hit harder than others, Debbie and Dan the Downers are still all doom and gloom, despite all the continued efforts and success of the employees in the business. Culture starts at the top, my fellow hard workers, and it can be spread at every level of an organization. The single most contagious item in a business is the attitude of the leaders and the employees. Australian cricket player Steve Waugh once said, "Your attitude has the capacity to fuel or drain the motivation of those around you, so choosing them carefully is a wise move." Don't be Debbie and Dan the Downers. Don't be the yeah but person in your organization. Celebrate your wins and turn losses into lessons. If you haven't heard Common Sense Ain't So Common previously, you probably don't know that I am what I call overly optimistic. However, I might be turning into a downer. Please prove me wrong, Jaguars. Show up, play some ball, just compete. Until next week on Common Sense Ain't So Common, here's your friendly reminder to all you tuned in today. Remember, the grass is not always greener on the other side. However, if you are looking for greener pastures, both as an employee and employer, call the one and only Pete the Job Guy and Ascendo Resources team. They will help you find the green.
Oh, another gem from Eric Ross with 212 benefits. This guy is the best. He's here to help you guys, so reach out to Eric Ross. And, oh, wait, that music tells us we're going to have to take a quick break right here and get this message from our show sponsor. You're listening to Hard Worka with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, Jacksonville, it's me, Angie Langlois, one of the managing partners here at Ascendo Resources in Jacksonville, Florida. Ascendo Resources is an award-winning, certified, minority-owned staffing firm that specializes in placing highly skilled professionals on a temporary, temp-to-perm, or direct hire basis. Call the true professionals at Ascendo today, because despite the current challenges, our talented recruiters can find exactly what you need. Call me, Angie Langlois, at 904-479-9610.
All right, folks, that was our show sponsor. Our show sponsor is Ascendo Resources of Jacksonville. And that was one of the co-managing partners, Angie Langlois. And Angie is one half of the dynamic duo that is Angie Langlois and Pete the Job Guy Langlois. You can call Angie. She'll take care of any of your staffing needs, 904-479-9610. Or you can call me, Pete the Job Guy, and I'm happy to help you. And my telephone number is 904-999-4878. Guys, you may know that Ascendo Resources is a full-service, award-winning, minority-owned staffing agency based here in Jacksonville, but we have offices all over the place nationally. And if you need help with your company, let's say right here in Jacks, but you have maybe needs in Chicago as well, or needs in New York City or in South Florida, you will get the same great level of service at each one of our offices, and we are happy to help you. If you're a local company right here and you just need some local resources, maybe you're going through an IT conversion or an upgrade or migration, and you might just need another set of hands for a few weeks or a few months, you reach out to Pete the Job Guy. and I'll help you. I'll provide resources to you, expert resources on a contract basis, and they're going to help you. They're going to add value. I do this because I'm an expert, uniquely qualified to do it. We have accounting and finance, information technology, customer service, marketing, HR. We have healthcare divisions, banking divisions. We are set up to help you. And the folks in each division only do the same thing every day. Like our technology division is made up of technologists that only place technology professionals. They do the same thing over and over and over again. And when you do things that much and only do work in a real narrow channel, you become an expert. And our experts are uniquely qualified to help you. You call Pete the Job Guy, 904-999-4878, and we'll be happy to help you. Guys, this next part of the show is where we get our Boston update from Boston Danny. Now, Boston Danny's going to tell us all about the beautiful, fair city of Boston. He's going to brag about his sports teams and maybe his grandson Desmond a little bit, and it makes me laugh each and every week. And that's done for me, folks. But Boston Danny does something for you. He gives a shout-out. So if you have a special someone that maybe has a birthday or an anniversary, or maybe they did something and made your work day just a little bit brighter, and you want to recognize them for it, well, send me an email. Send it to Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. I'll take your email. I'll give it to Boston Danny, and he will give you a wicked piss a shout out like only Boston Danny can. With no further ado, let's get this week's Boston update from Boston Danny.
Hey, Jacksonville, Danny here with your Northern update. Well, I told you we were into our Indian summer up here, and the weather has just been so spectacular. Perfect for making the leaves turn color. We got high temperatures, you know, in the 70s. During the day, it gets down in the 60s. But the big thing is the humidity. It's down in the 50%. Just great working weather. It does so well. You know, it's so easy to get to work and do what you have to do around when it's comfortable out. So we got that going for us. It's been beautiful. And the Red Sox looks like they're getting into the playoffs through the wild card. Not the way we like to do it, but, you know, we'll get in there. These guys, once you get into the playoffs, anything can happen. You know, they won't surprise me that we'll be playing deep into October. And, you know, the Patriots, they're doing well. We got it going on with Mac Jones. He seems to be the one. He's learning the Patriot way, and once he gets settled in, I think we're going to do all right with that kid. You know, Jacksonville, I know you guys with the Jaguars are having a hard time, but, you know, they'll come around. The Patriots, they were awful until they weren't. So things will start clicking, and you guys will get up there and be something to root for. Not that you're not, but root for them really hard. And, you know, we're waiting for the Bruins to start. That's coming in a few weeks. That's always a great time. We love our Bruins and the Celtics. So when that starts up, I'll keep you appraised of that one. Around here, we got this thing going on. It's called the Big E. It's the Eastern Exposition. It's a big agricultural fair. It's kind of got everything going on. You know, all the companies and all the industries around town showcase what they're going on. It's a good take. It's been going on for over 100 years. It's the largest exposition on the East Coast. I think it's the sixth largest exposition in the entire country. And, you know, it's been happening. The only time they canceled it for World War I, World War II, and, you know, the recent pandemic that we had. But it's back. It's the, you know, it starts in September up here. It's a great take. You get to see everything that, you know, the New England states get to offer for you. And, you know, then you get all that, you know, agricultural, and, you know, we've been around here 400 years, folks. We know how to farm too up in New England. So it'll be fun. So I got your shout outs here. You know, we like giving them to you. We like to mangle them up for you. So send them our way. We'll give anniversaries, birthdays, anything special on the air, we'll say it to you. But today I want to wish a wicked piss of birthday to Susan Pratt, Frank Ma, Carrie Boxdale, and Gigi Pinoza. It's your day, folks. Do something nice for yourself. Happy birthday. And, you know, brothers and sisters in Jacksonville, enjoy your Sunday. Peter, I'll be in touch with you. Let's not forget our first responders, our nurses, our doctors, everyone who takes care of us, all our military personnel, retired and active. Keep in your thoughts, folks. Jacksonville, I'll talk to you next week.
Oh, and another gem from Boston Danny. Boston Danny has been with us for almost four years since we started the show. Cracks me up each and every week, and he can butcher somebody's last name. I keep telling people, when you send in your shout-out request, you spell the name phonetically, because Danny can butcher a last name. I laugh each and every week. He's phenomenal. One of my good friends, and I'm glad he's a big part of the show. Oh goodness, here it is. That noise tells us we got to go to the mailbag. Josh, someone just sent us an email already. What do we got?
That's right, Pete. I'm always excited when I get the chance to read these mailbags because the questions are so pertinent in the times and where we are right now.
Yes, sir.
And so this question comes to us from Jimmy up in Yulee. And Jimmy wanted to know, he's unemployed at the moment and he doesn't want to take a temporary job because he's confused whether or not he'll get benefits for that position.
You know what? Hey, Jimmy, that is valid. Jimmy and Yulee, that's a very valid question because a lot of agencies, he's right. They don't offer benefits. A lot of them don't. A lot of them agencies in town, when they pay you, they either pay you every 2 weeks. So you'll work for 2 weeks and then get a check. And there's even one in town that does a monthly check. You'll have to work for 4 weeks before you get a check, and you don't get benefits. So, Jimmy, you're right. A lot of temporary agencies, that's the way they work. Now, I work for Ascendo Resources, and we have full benefits available to you. So, you know, you come in, and after 30 days, some employers make you wait 90 days before you can elect to take benefits. Some are at 60. At Ascendo Resources, on a temporary job, at the 30-day mark, you're eligible for full benefits. So you look, you have to ask the agency because it's not one size fits all. Also at Ascendo Resources, you're paid weekly. So if you work a week and you submit a time card, you are paid the very next week. And that's the way it should be with agencies. But you make sure, Jimmy, or anybody considering a temporary job, that you ask the agency, what is your policy? Do you have benefits? Are you paid weekly? How does it work? Because Jimmy and Yulee is absolutely right. That's something that I see quite a bit, Josh, and you know, we're hearing a lot of that. Have you, Josh, ever worked a temporary job?
A temporary job? I have not, no.
Well, you know, for a lot of people, right, it's not something they plan on doing, but they catch themselves at a weird point in their career.
Right, kind of a filler, right?
Yeah, so let's say you're working for a company and they all of a sudden say, Josh, we're moving everybody to Texas. Do you want to go to Texas right now, Josh?
Howdy. Yeah, sure. I mean, whatever they say, I'll give it a whirl.
Well, for a lot of people, maybe they have kids in school and it's just difficult to uproot. And they say, I'm not going to move. So they need a job. And, you know, they might not want to just jump into something else, or they just need to put food on the table right away. Because a lot of people, and most Americans, and there's no shame in this, live hand to mouth. Meaning, you know, if you have an interruption for a week in salary, it could be catastrophic. You know, that's the way most people live. So rather than have that interruption, temporary employment is a good stopgap. And also, like when Alexis was here, Alexis was talking about temp to perm. And a lot of times, clients, that's their MO, you know, their modus operandi for hiring people. They don't want to just bring them on permanent. They like to try before they buy. Make sure that the person is a good fit. But also from the candidate side, the candidate just gets to see the company, the corporate culture, you know, gets to see the travel pattern and parking, all this other good stuff to determine, is this really where I want to hang my hat? So we are seeing people that have never even considered a temporary job before thrust into a situation where it makes sense. Josh, what's the weirdest job you've ever had?
I've actually only ever had three jobs in my life.
Stop it.
Yeah, I've gotten pretty lucky with my jobs. I've been a server, a traveling digital technician, and radio.
And when you were a server, it was for a national chain, wasn't it?
It was for a national barbecue, or Southeast U.S. barbecue company that rhymes with Money's. Money's barbecue.
Let's see, Money's. It wasn't Runny's.
It wasn't Runny's, no. So I have some pretty good stories there, but it's a lot of... a lot of the customers that are always keeping things interesting there.
You know, it's interesting because you pick up more skills in working as a server, the customer service, dealing with difficult people and scenarios, dealing with tough timelines. It's amazing. And I guarantee you, like, a lot of that has to come into play into your work right now.
Yeah, a lot of people skills are developed when you just talk to seven different types of personalities at the same time. You go from a person who talks too much, and the next table is someone you have no idea what they want to order because they don't know what they want to order, and you got to kind of pull it out of them. So it's a whole lot of different things all at once, so it's time management as well.
Yeah, were you ever triple sat in the weeds and you had a deuce that was camping?
Unbelievable. And it's worse when they seat you out of your section too, because your section's over here and they put you on the other side of the restaurant, so you forget about Tom and Mary over there, and all they want is their ranch dressing for their fries, and then they don't get it and they're mad and they leave a message. Sorry, Mary.
You know, what's funny is you may recall there was Greg Taylor was on the show a few weeks back, USA Cancer Cycle, Greg. Greg was a bartender, and he was phenomenal, and we convinced him to get in staffing, and he is great at it, and he was phenomenal at it, and it was kind of an exciting transition. All the things you said, all the skills that he learned, he put and employed in staffing.
I see what you're saying. You're trying to give me my fourth job ever. That's what it is. I'll have my resume on your desk by Monday.
Deal. Deal. Guys, all right, you just did it. You just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.